class. And if it starts to rain, I don't worry about a thing. I pull my rose-colored Ray-Bans out. I got some rust on my Chevy, but it's ready to roll. I got a limestone sky and a song in my soul. It ain't a smooth ride life, it's a winding road. Yeah, it might be gravel, but it feels like gold. Yeah, it feels like gold. Yeah, it feels like gold. It ain't a smooth ride life, it's a winding road. Yeah, it might be gravel, but it feels like gold.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Dry, windy conditions driving wildfires across the Texas Panhandle into western Oklahoma. Aaron O'Connor is with the Texas A&M Forest Service.
Certainly the entire Panhandle is at risk, but that northern area near the Amarillo, Canadian, Tampa area, that seems to be where we're having a lot of wildfire growth at this time.
In suburban Chicago, several tornadoes touched down, including in Hoffman Estates, where Nancy Cramp waited it out with her mother.
The wind, all of a sudden the wind picked up and we heard things hitting the roof. We were hitting the windows. We were downstairs. The sirens were already going off.
Lightning and hail also reported. At least 100,000 protest votes cast in the Michigan primary. People writing uncommitted instead of Joe Biden's name on the Democratic ticket as a way of protesting the U.S. policy in Gaza. A funeral service is planned for Russian dissident Alexei Navalny. It'll be held in suburban Moscow on Friday, 2 weeks after his death in a penal colony. This is ABC News. A major gun case before the U.S. Supreme Court today. Justices will hear arguments over whether the ATF can regulate bump stocks, devices that allow semi-automatic weapons to fire more like machine guns. The man who invented them is watching the case closely.
Jeremiah Cottle says he may soon get out of the bump stock business, even though a high court victory could once again help him rake in millions. He says more than anything, the Supreme Court showdown is about vindicating his version of the American dream.
That's ABC's Devin Dwyer. Bump stocks were banned after the 2017 Las Vegas shooting that left 60 people dead. Starbucks and Workers United, the union organizing Starbucks workers, have agreed to start new talks. Workers at nearly 400 locations have voted to unionize. So far, none of those groups have reached a labor agreement, though. City of San Francisco officially apologizing for past racist policies that discriminated against African Americans. The measure approved unanimously by the Board of Supervisors. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We're near the end of Black History Month, first proclaimed by President Reagan in 1986. He said Black history had a rightful place in American schools. Senator LaTanya Johnson says she's dismayed by the change in tone from Wisconsin Republicans.
It's so far away from that. We see so many attacks on minorities in that building.
Johnson speaking to the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Channel. A pair of redistricting experts is billing the state $128,000 for the work they did for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. About half the bill will be paid by taxpayers. The rest will be covered by the six parties in the case. The case was effectively closed when Governor Evers enacted new maps last week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-card Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get six tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with the drawing at 7:30. And the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Margaret Muggs E. Schmidt passed away at Aspirus Regency Assisted Living Facility in Phillips. Muggs is survived by her three daughters, Mavis Dyson of Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, by Arlene Frayne of Phillips, and by Bobby Schmidt of Phillips. Further survived by her four grandchildren, by her eight great-grandchildren, and a host of nieces, nephews, and friends. Massive Christian burial to be held 11 a.m. Saturday, March 9th at St. Therese of Lisieux Church in Phillips with Father Lourdeau officiating. Visitation will be 2 hours prior to the service at the church. The Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Margaret Muggs E. Schmidt Phillips. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We are here for you and your family, here for the community, planning for the future, and here for good. Because that's how it should be among people who care for one another. And that's what keeps driving us forward at Aspirus. Good people with good hearts, delivering great care. Care that will keep getting better as we grow and thrive together. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be mostly sunny and a lot colder today. We'll get to around 17 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 15 to 20, gusting to 25. That'll keep the wind chill in the single digits for most of the day. Tonight, clear 4 above. Tomorrow, sunny 42 by Friday. Sunshine with a high back up to 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 3 above.
Today is the day to get prepared for a successful retirement. Tune in Tuesday mornings at 8:45 to hear Matt Krieger from Pioneer Financial Consultants give you guided information to a sound and balanced plan. Or call Matt directly at 715-748-3231. Pioneer Financial Consultants, you come first with sophisticated financial strategies making your investment goals a reality. Locations in Medford, Hawkins, and Phillips. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth, Inc., WFS, member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referred to here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate. Not available in Alaska or California. Subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Bucks sting the Hornets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks, back home in Milwaukee, beat the Charlotte Hornets by 38 points, 123-85. Chris Middleton still out with an ankle injury. The Bucks have now won three in a row. What's made the difference? Head coach Doc Rivers.
I just think it was coming. I think health is the biggest difference. You know, everybody's playing other than Chris. I think our guys understand since the break, we don't have a lot of time, and so we have to get to it, and our guys are starting to do that.
Men's college basketball, the Badgers' road game in Indiana delayed 25 minutes in the second half due to an alarm that went off in the arena. Finally, the game resumed and the Badgers lost to the Hoosiers, 74-70. Baseball, the Brewers fall to the Angels, 6-4. NFL, Packers GM Brian Gutekunst asked if Aaron Jones will have to take a pay cut again.
You know, we're working through all those conduct. That's part of this. We just got the cap number, so now we're kind of like, you know, looking at all those things. And yeah, those are always hard decisions.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Well, tournament boys basketball kicked off around the state last night for the WIAA Division 5 from the north here. Riblake, number one seeded. They hosted Butternut, and Riblake wins it 79-24. So Riblake now will host Thorpe. Thorpe, the number eight seed, hosted and beat Bayfield 78-53. So you've got Thorpe and Riblake playing in Riblake. Coming up on Friday night, regional semifinal. Flamboy, five seed, they hosted, beat Lake Holcomb, 81-74. So Flamboy, now the five seed, will travel to Owen Withy. The four seed Owen Withy defeated Mercer last night, 80-27. Winter, a three seed, they hosted and beat Gilman last night, 87-48. So it's Winter now playing host to Hurley. Hurley, the number six seed, they hosted and beat the Granite Diggers of Mellon, 68-48 last night. And the Athens Blue Jays, the number 10 seed, they traveled to Prentice and beat the Buccaneers 58-45. So Athens, a 10 seed now, they'll travel to Drummond, the two seed at Drummond. They hosted and beat Cornell last night to move on. Then Division 4, you heard it, and we'll have the games archived for you later. The Phillips Loggers at home taking on the Spencer boys basketball team. And Phillips wins at 65-60, so seven-seeded Phillips now on Friday will travel to take on Auburndale down in Auburndale. And the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles, they were on the road down at Iola Scandinavia last night. Iola Scandinavia gets the win, 64-53, so they now move on to travel to Edgar, the three-seed, on Friday. In Division II, Ashland, a nine-seed, travel to Merrill. Merrill gets the win, 57-45. They now go to Wausau East on Friday. Rhinelander, a five seed, hosted and beat Hayward to move on. They now go to Rice Lake. Meanwhile, the Medford basketball team topped Antigo, and they get to Richmond now, into Richmond on Friday. And Menominee traveled to Lakeland Union High School last night. Menominee gets the win 60-40, so Menominee advances on, and they'll go to River Falls on Friday night. And that's a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
New research shows that just the smell of coffee can make you feel more wide awake. And if you don't drink coffee, you can still enjoy the benefits with new coffee dry deodorant. The only deodorant made with real coffee. So it perks you up while it keeps you dry.
Jenkins, why are you sniffing your armpit?
I'm sniffing my coffee dry deodorant, sir. I was feeling tired, but one whiff perked me right up.
I could go for a sniff of coffee. Mind if I join you?
What are you two doing?
We're taking a deodorant break. Why don't you join us?
Don't mind if I do.
Try coffee dry deodorant, but don't apply it after 5 p.m. or you'll be up and odor-free all night long.
It's about all we do in bed anymore anyway, is eat. We got a select comfort. Familiar with that bed? One side, the other side. Everybody has a number. My number is marble slab 100, whatever it is. It's just as hard as you can get a piece of foam. That's as hard as I want my mattress. Tammy's number is like 2. She sits in her bed and disappears. It's just, the mattress wraps around her like a flour tortilla. It's like she's sleeping in a burrito on her side of the bed. First night I roll over to kiss her goodnight, I fell into a ditch I couldn't get out. She's like, get off of me. What are you doing over here? Get off of me. By the way, if you're a newlywed, that's the sound of 26 years of marriage right there. Get off of me. You're on my hair, you haven't shaved, your breath smells. Just get over there, will you? It's not that we don't try to be romantic. We just save it for special holidays. Really, Tammy's favorite is leap year. I'll put on Sade, dim the lights, and she'll go, has it been 4 years already? Get over here, Tiger. Come on.
Q Country.
There's a long black train coming down the line, feeding off the souls that are lost and crying. Rails of sin. Brother, for that long black train.
98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Snowfield Wednesday morning. The morning guy, I don't know, just you ever have one of those mornings where you wake up, you just feel like you wrestled about 20 ninjas and maybe two or three professional wrestlers threw you out of the ring. I don't know. It's one of those mornings. Just woke up this morning and just like, ooh. Well, that first movement wasn't real good. But I hope you are well this morning. And what cures all that, of course, is a little cup of tea and some Thin Mint Girl Scout cookies. That's always... In fact, I think if you go to the doctor and you complain of aches and pains, and, you know, you think you're a little arthritic or something, I'm pretty sure the doctor will recommend a cup of tea and some Girl Scout cookies. That'll be right on the prescription there. You just go to the pharmacy and there's a big stack of Girl Scout cookies. It's wonderful. All right. A little bit of a snow-covered Wednesday morning. This is what we expected, not a big storm. I heard, was it one of our meteorologists? Somebody called this a storm yesterday. I was just like, well, for this winter, all right, you might be right, but it's a bit of a stretch. 16 is going to be our high today. Frigid with intervals of clouds and sun. That northwest wind will be 10 to 25 today, so that'll make it cold. But we're gonna see some short sleeve weather back again this weekend with 50s and 60s. Well, maybe at least a light sweatshirt anyway. Yesterday was nuts, wasn't it? 2 o'clock, 2 o'clock, it was 64 degrees at my house here in Park Falls. And then we knew the temperature drop was coming. My wife and I just got back from a little bit of a walk. And it started. And by, I believe, by 7 o'clock in most areas, 6 or 7 o'clock, it was down to like 20 degrees. And overnight lows of about 10 or 11. It wasn't quite as cold in the overnight as what they had thought. But for most of us, a 50 to 60 degree temperature swing in about a 12-hour span. Maybe that's why my body woke up this morning. Yeah, I always blame the barometric pressure because I don't want to blame anything else like the dumb things I did the day before or maybe what I ate for supper. I would never blame that, of course. It's always the barometric pressure. Some exciting high school games last night. We got one win, one loss. The Phillips Loggers held on to win last night over Spencer. Shawamigan was not able to get the victory. Hard-fought battle down at Iola Scandinavia. So here's what we got going on. Tomorrow night, Thursday night, we've got Phillips Girls Sectional Semifinal. They take on Chippewa Falls McDonald Catholic. And that'll be tomorrow night, 7 o'clock from Ladysmith High School. And if you're going to that game, Logger fans, Coach Akerbrecht told us yesterday during the coaches show, you cannot get tickets at the door from what he understood. You have to get them online. So if you're going to the Ladysmith game tomorrow night, we were told that you're not going to be able to walk up and just buy a ticket at the door, even if there's tickets available. Seems kind of crazy. But contact the Phillips School if you have any questions about that, about getting your tickets. So tomorrow we'll have that with Ladysmith Girls Basketball. Ladysmith, the location, Phillips Girls and McDonald Catholic Central, 7 o'clock. Jeff Haken and right here on the stream and on the Civic Media app. And then Friday night, we got Phillips Logger Boys as they'll head down to Auburndale for round two of regional basketball. And that'll be again Friday night right here. We're bumping Bucks this week because of our local coverage, but we'll be back on the Bucks bandwagon, of course, once our local stuff winds down here. We'll throw some snowballs this morning. Special guests coming in. We got Craig from Bader Sports Center. Michelle Smith going to stop in to talk Price Ice figure skating. And talk a little bit about a special project going on to put a big trap shooting range out in here in the Park Falls area. So we're going to talk about a meeting coming up Thursday, tomorrow, concerning that with the town of Lake. So that's coming up a little bit later, about 8:30 or so. They'll join us here on the morning show. Let's get our twice an hour news and sports update.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Dry, windy conditions driving wildfires across the Texas Panhandle into western Oklahoma. Aaron O'Connor is with the Texas A&M Forest Service.
Certainly the entire Panhandle is at risk, but that northern area near the Amarillo, Canadian, Tampa area, that seems to be where we're having a lot of wildfire growth at this time.
In suburban Chicago, several tornadoes touched down, including in Hoffman Estates, where Nancy Cramp waited it out with her mother.
All of a sudden the wind picked up and we heard things hitting the roof. We were hitting the windows. We were downstairs. The sirens were already going off.
Lightning and hail also reported. At least 100,000 protest votes cast in the Michigan primary. People writing uncommitted instead of Joe Biden's name on the Democratic ticket as a way of protesting the U.S. policy in Gaza. A funeral service is planned for Russian dissident Alexei Navalny. It'll be held in suburban Moscow on Friday, 2 weeks after his death in a penal colony. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin wildlife officials say the danger for wildfires is high. Much of the state hasn't been under several inches of snow since January. Department of Natural Resources wardens say warmer than normal temperatures, low humidity, breezy conditions, and dry vegetation all add to the problem. Last weekend, the DNR responded to 15 wildfires that burned 30 acres. Nearly all wildfires in Wisconsin are caused by people. Much of southern Wisconsin is going on a wild weather ride today, starting with possible record high temperatures, then snow, strong storms, and bitter cold. Today starts as mild as yesterday. High temperatures should reach the 60s and even the low 70s. Things take a turn starting at about 6 tonight with a chance of severe weather. In Racine and Kenosha, maybe even tornadoes. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Come on along and join our party.
There's
There's a party on your radio every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So tune in every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to It's Polka Time, right here on 98Q Country. It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
The Bucks sting the Hornets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks, back home in Milwaukee, beat the Charlotte Hornets by 38 points, 123-85. Chris Middleton still out with an ankle injury. The Bucks have now won three in a row. What's made the difference? Head coach Doc Rivers.
I just think it was coming. I think health is the biggest difference. You know, everybody's playing other than Chris. I think our guys understand since the break, we don't have a lot of time, and so we have to get to it, and our guys are starting to do that.
Men's college basketball, the Badgers road game in Indiana delayed 25 minutes in the second half due to an alarm that went off in the arena. Finally, the game resumed and the Badgers lost to the Hoosiers 74-70. Baseball, the Brewers fall to the Angels 6-4. NFL, Packers GM Brian Gutekunst asked if Aaron Jones will have to take a pay cut again.
You know, we're working through all those contracts. That's part of this. We just got the cap number, so now we're kind of like, you know, looking at all those things. And yeah, those are always hard decisions.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Boys basketball last night. The Phillips boys get a win at home, and they'll travel to Auburndale now coming up on Friday. Shawamigan Falls as they traveled to Iola, Scandinavia, and Prentice was upset on their home floor last night. Girls tournament basketball resumes tomorrow night. We've got Phillips and McDonald Catholic Central playing at Ladysmith tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. We'll have it for you right here.
Roof, roof. Meet Meatball and the whole doggy gang at Beast Auto Repair, Towing, and Recovery in Prentice, Wisconsin. Purchase four new tires now and receive a complimentary standard alignment. Plus, get money back for qualifying TechNet professional steering and suspension service. Want more? Let Beast Auto Repair calibrate your vehicle's advanced driver assistance systems with their state-of-the-art equipment. During February, receive $40 off this service. They work in all domestics, including light-duty trucks and diesels. At BC Auto Repair, Towing, and Recovery, where they bill on real time, not book time. Located 3 miles east of the intersections of Highway 8 and County Road 8 on Lound Road in Prentice, Wisconsin. Oh, and be sure to say hi to Meatball.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
We're going abroad for the first time in years, to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
It is going to be mostly sunny and a lot colder today. We'll get to around 17 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 15 to 20, gusting to 25. That'll keep the wind chill in the single digits for most of the day. Tonight, clear 4 above. Tomorrow, sunny 42 by Friday. Sunshine with a high back up to 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 3 above.
Hold up a second. I love this time of year. Cold beer, hot wings, and football.
98Q Country.
Yeah.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Yeah. This town ain't got no nightclub. We don't need the neon lights. Girl, I got that 87 gassed up 30 early out there in the drive. Got you a bullet and a koozie, keep it ice cold. You take a sip before we get gone. Looking at you with your hand out the window. I'm turning right while you're turning me on.
Your classics, your country, 98Q Country.
Stay away.
Jackson Dean. He's fearless at 98Q. Careful out there this morning. That snow is going to hang around those roadways for a day or two here. We'll get backed up to the 50s and 60s this weekend. And some more typical winter-like weather, right? This is crazy. What, snow in February? Come on. Come on, come on, come on. Read a story this morning where Disney has announced that they're raising prices for their park admission. If you're thinking about taking your family there, depending on what day you go, could cost you upwards of about $169 a person for a day pass to get into Disney. That seems like, it's a pretty cool place. Probably once in a, maybe once in a lifetime now. With, I mean, you figure if you got a family of four, you know, you're pushing, $700-800. I'm sure there's taxes beyond. I'm sure when they say the price is $169, it's not just $169. There's probably convenience fees and resort fees and inconvenience fees and you're not tall enough fees or whatever goes with that. But I'm over Disney. I did go to Disney when I was younger once. It was kind of, I went to the Magic, was it the Magic Kingdom? The one where they have the safari. I got to slap a giraffe on the derriere. That made my, my wife still talks about that. They always say, keep your hands inside of the vehicle at all times as you're driving through this area with rhinoceroses and whatever it is. And there was, we came upon a giraffe, and I looked to my right, and there was a giraffe, like, you know, right there with its derriere toward me. And I'm just like, I got to do this. Got to, you know, a little slap on a tush there for that. The giraffe's probably still looking for me. Personally, I'm done with Disney. There are certain things that we cross off our list, aren't we, as we get older? There's certain things that you just, like, for whatever reason, normally it's a price thing, that you just kind of cross off your list and just like, well, that was fun, but I'm not doing that anymore. Disney's me. Benihana's is one for me. They've priced my family out of that place now, so I'm done with Benihana's. I love the Blizzards, but I can't figure out. Anytime you go to a Dairy Queen, you're not sure what the price is going to be because they all have different prices, so I'm kind of done with Dairy Queen. I'm also done with NFL games. I'm not going to any. I'm still watching, but going to an NFL game, I did that when I was younger. So as I get older, I'm just like, you know what? I'll watch it. About the only professional sport that really interests me to go to still is baseball. You give me a nice 70, 75 degree day at Miller Park or Target Field in Minneapolis, and that sounds like a good way to spend 3 or 4 hours hanging out in the sunshine, watching ball. I'll do that. NFL games a bit, I don't know, just as you get older, it's just a little too much. It's just a little too much. Even NBA games, Bucks and Timberwolves, they're okay. But there's just a lot of boom, boom. There's a lot of boom, boom music going on. It's just the game is just like, oh, there's also a game going on. So that's what I crossed off my list here this morning. I just made that list a little bit. I saw the Disney prices, and I'm just like, as you get older, what are some of the things that you cross off your list? And not that they're necessarily bad. It's just you've been there, and just don't want to deal with that anymore. We got Reality Radio coming up. Craig from Bader Sports Center. We're talking a little Price Ice Hockey. We're going to talk about a new venture that's being worked on as they're trying to get some acreage to provide some outdoor trap and skeet range here in Park Falls area. So we'll talk about that. Reality Radio coming up for you after 8 and your chance to throw some snowballs too. Oh, we got the snowball throwdown a couple times here this morning.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be mostly sunny and a lot colder today. We'll get to around 17 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 15 to 20, gusting to 25. That'll keep the wind chill in the single digits for most of the day. Tonight, clear 4 above. Tomorrow, sunny 42 by Friday. Sunshine with a high back up to 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 3 above.
Some days it's tough just getting up, throwing on these boots and making that climb. Some days I'd rather be an old show lay low before I go out of my mind. But when she says,
driving down the interstate. Two young lovers that are scared to death, but still can't wait to take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms and put a chain around your raised hell heart. You're trying to play cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait. Floating down the road, memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Take her home.
On air at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Drown.